Hola readers, hope you're reading good. Welcome to the book review series, episode number 16. So today, we're going to review this book called The Astral Search, written by Nirmal Ranganathan. There are certain books whose stories just stick with you forever. A book that may have a lot of thrill, a lot of action and suspense, but what will stay with me is the unconditional love of the mother, Andrea. The chemistry between Catherine, that's Andrea's daughter, and Peter, her partner, can't reveal any spoilers. I will speak about the plot, but the ending had a poetic touch that really melted my heart. Though I predicted certain things rightly, but still some touches were not so big surprises. Like, it was just beautiful, and beautiful things win your heart. Ron, the main character in this book, is a sibling of Catherine, though both are totally different. In the early stage of the book, Ron gave me the vibes of Vegeta. That's one of the characters of Dragon Ball Z. Then suddenly he turned into a mad scientist who can hypnotize people just through his speech. As it is a spoiler-free review, I can't reveal much, but he was just playing with human bodies for the sake of his experiments and giving birth to some extraordinary and powerful things that this world is not ready for. It's like through experiments making a human run at a horse speed, and I'm really saying it seriously. He was bold, extremely confident, and a rule breaker, a person who never listens to anyone much and does whatever he wants. But at last, there is something that happens to him in the last that shakes his ego, and he realizes how wrong he was in his world. Homeless soul, ethical narration, supernatural realms, and much more. This book has all the elements that are enough to give shocks to the patients in the book as well as you. The author writes, I quote, "And by the very fact we decide for ourselves, choose from whatever options that lie in front of us, we are responsible for whatever we do, and so we have to fight the effects of our karma till the last minute." And I end quote. Speaking of writing, especially the baby delivery scene, Andrea's angle, Rob Stetter, in an indirect way, the connection of Catherine with supernatural energies of the universe, and the messages she receives, is a sheer piece of art. One more thing is, the author gave justice to each character. There were also some points that I just read the quotes. There were some points that I read the quotes and I completely knew it was written by whom, without even knowing the name of the character. Because I really felt that, you know, he really did the justice with each character. And I think this is something really underrated and deserves special appreciation. One more thing is, the author wrote a scene in which one of the characters, that is Rebecca, was on almost her deathbed. That scene gave me goosebumps, and I really felt the pain and anger that why this just happened. What's wrong with this girl? It really doesn't look like a debut book. Even established writers can't write this way, to be very frank. And as I have read both of the author's books, The Hope Mafia and this book is my more favorite. And I hope The Astral Search will be released as a film, as it has all the elements of a masterpiece. I would be the first one to buy the first day first show tickets if the movie gets released. So yeah, ending with the quote from this book only, I quote, "All of us come from emptiness and go back to emptiness. That's what the ultimate truth is. No denying it, but what we do and how we conduct ourselves during this time span." And I end quote. Giving 5 out of 5 stars to this book, I just request you all to go to Amazon and buy this book now. So I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. Let's meet in the next episode. Till then, keep reading.